This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. Our number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We started out talking about alleged terror plots, many of which are cooked up by the federal government themselves. Leads to some questions about the guy today that was in a truck in D.C., allegedly with a bomb that was ended up being taken into custody. What's the truth behind that story? Of course, you're welcome to call in and share your thoughts. We've also been discussing, of course, the latest various different COVID restrictions and a little bit of good news, at least, out of New York City, where some business owners are not all marching in lockstep. New York City, of course, just put into place their new key to NYC rules, which are mandating that basically most indoor business venues must check vaccination status of their customers, which also requires them to check ID because, well, you show somebody a vaccine paper, how do they know if it's your vaccine paper? So they're going to require ID checks as well. That's gone into place as of a couple days ago, and the lawsuit was filed, I believe, Tuesday evening by an independent group of restaurateurs that has recently formed, I guess, for the purpose of opposing this. And unfortunately, the argument that they're making is that the law is discriminatory. So they're saying, hey, you can't tell us what to do if you won't tell all these other businesses
that's
what to do.
That's such a bad tact. Why would they do that? I wonder if that's controlled.
Controlled opposition?
Yeah.
It's a great point. It might be.
I'm curious about, like, how long is it going to take for these lawsuits to actually go through, you know?
Well, I can tell you that in our case, Aria DiMezzo, one of our co-hosts here, me and the owner of local pho noodle restaurant called Pho Keene Great in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, we all sued the governor and the city of Keene over their mask mandates back in September of 2020. It is now August, so it's been almost an entire year, and finally a judge made a decision in the case, and the decision was to toss it out. So the case was, the judge basically ruled, and it was a 24-page long dismissal, but the essence of it, as I understood it, and I did not read it in detail, but you know, I read it enough to get a feel for what she was saying, was she said, well, you don't have standing, because even though there were all these rules, you didn't get ticketed. So, therefore, they weren't enforcing the rules, so therefore,
you don't have standing.
You don't have standing. That was the argument.
And then the other argument, like, well, you look at a lot of these auditors out there, they get charged, and they're like, oh, just take us to court. And then you have the lawyer up, pay all these money,
right?
And then they just dismiss all the charges, because they know you spent the money.
Yeah, you know, you don't get a refund.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Yeah. So we're not done yet, necessarily. We've talked to our attorney. He may be willing to file an appeal. He's interested in it. He's got to research whatever costs are involved, and because we don't want to keep paying him for this. Like, we've already paid him thousands of dollars just to take it to this point. And so I don't know what the appeal status is, but we got 30 days to make that decision. So anyway, back to the story here from the Daily Mail, talking about some of these businesses that are standing up. And two of them are Staten Island fitness venues, which is interesting how many fitness places are really standing strong against these government mandates.
It's fantastic.
The big one that got a lot of attention last year, for good reason, was in New Jersey, mm-hmm. the Attilus Gym. Those guys were arrested. They've been prosecuted. They've been hit with over $150,000 in fines. They did a fundraiser with Bitcoin Cash. They ended up kicking in the plywood that the government put over their doors to try to get back in and successfully get back into their business. I mean, these guys are heroic. So it's not just them, though. There was that one in Buffalo, New York, which, if you may remember, there was video,
yeah.
This heroic video from last summer.
I'm so surprised by those guys. How proud am I to be from upstate New York when the people up there are doing stuff like that. Fantastic.
Yeah, the video, for listeners that maybe didn't see it, was a group of people They weren't there working out. It was just a meeting that was being held at the gym. But again, you know, it violated the no meeting rules or whatever. You can't have more than 10 people together in a place. And so government goons showed up. They caught wind of this meeting happening, or maybe they saw cars parked out front or whatever. But somehow goon squad showed up, and the people in this gym just shouted those cops away. Just, you know, said, look, we don't want you here. Get out. You don't have a right to be here or whatever. And it was really inspiring video.
The cops have to know. I mean, cops are supposed to know the law. They must know that they have no reason to be able to stay there.
Well, I mean, which the law is whatever they say it is in a lot of cases, but they did walk away because they were outnumbered, number one. I mean, that's a big factor here, is if you've got more people than they do, you've got some strength.
That's another reason to move to New Hampshire.
You've got to get mad.
Yeah, that's a huge reason to move to New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Joe. That is to have people of like mind in the same place, and I think it's becoming more and more important. It was important 10 years ago, and it's even more so.
If there was one place that, like, so I'm from Rhode Island, and the community isn't really that strong there, but the ones that are there that are speaking out are, you know, they're, you know, like-minded and everything, but we don't have the numbers down there. Here, it's unbelievable. You get a community coming right behind you if you want to throw an event or that sort of protest. You get people, you know?
Yes.
You shouldn't doubt it. It's coming.
That courtroom for Rochelle last week was full.
Yeah.
I was so happy to see that, because court trial attendance had fallen off a little bit over the last few years, and it's back,
nice.
Which was awesome.
Hopefully, something I wanted to bring up tonight before we get too far down the road with it. Tomorrow night at Dartmouth Hitchcock Hospital in Concord, it's from 6 to 8 p.m., there's going to be some nurses are going to be throwing a little bit of a demonstration there, being
nice.
Against the vax and the stupidity. So that it's not like the medical community, I think they feel shouted down a lot. And the nurses,
told they're going to be fired in a lot of places. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know if it's true in New Hampshire, but in Maine, we had a nurse call in a week ago or whatever on one of our weekend shows. She said that they gave them a deadline by, like, September or something, October, they had to have the vaccine or they're going to be fired.
Call their bluff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 2 weeks ago we had an anonymous caller of someone that worked there in the labs. And he was saying that they're going to fire him. He was going for the exemption of religious on the religious side. I was telling him, don't even file that exemption. Just get fired. Get fired and get fired up. Then you can sue them. Or at least you can collect the unemployment, I guess, at that point.
I mean, again, like you said, suing them is not easy.
No, it's not.
You can't just sue them. First, you have to find an attorney who's willing to sue them.
Yeah.
Unless you know the court system inside and out, and if you're a professional in any other capacity, you don't. Mm-hmm. Because there's a reason why the courts, you know, the laws are written in legalese. It's to protect their business. The lawyers need to keep clients. They need to keep business. And so they write these laws in a way, because it's the lawyers that write the laws for the most part, and it's lawyers that make money and get rich, getting hired to defend and or prosecute and bring cases. So yeah.
That said, these nurses and doctors that are putting themselves out there on the line, being very vocal about this, we got to give them our support all we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tomorrow night, if you're in New Hampshire, show up at Dartmouth Hitchcock in Concord and just give them some backup. From what I understand, it's actually going to be a pretty big thing.
Is this just the normal hospital in Concord?
Yeah, I think so. It's okay. I looked it up online. It's a fairly good-sized brick building. But
okay.
Yeah, so that's what
time?
6 p.m. tomorrow night, Concord, New Hampshire.
Is there a website?
There's an email address. It's slider, NHO45@gmail.com.
Is that a zero?
I think that's a zero, yeah. SliderNH045@gmail.com.
All right, cool.
And, you know, I think it's good to support them because it seems like that they're the only rational minds and that they're questioning.
And they're experts.
Yeah.
They're literally experts.
Exactly.
On the topic.
Oh, yeah. But don't listen to them because they disagree with the government's experts.
The government's experts, yeah. Those
shills. You're right. No, the government, they know everything. They have all the, you know, laws.
And they always tell the truth. I mean, you can't disbelieve what the government says. No, I mean, they tell the truth about Afghanistan. They tell the truth about everything.
Oh, yeah.
They're so trustworthy. I mean, you should totally put in your veins the thing the government wants you to put in your veins.
IV drip for life.
Actually, I hope somebody calls in from that protest. It'd be nice to, you know, get an update, maybe hear from one of the nurses or whatever out that might be on the ground out there. The number here is 603-283-6160, whether it be pushback from the nurses themselves or from restaurants refusing to enforce these various different mandates. You can weigh in as well. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. I actually got a video of a nurse coming up here. I'll play that for you. It's relevant.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is on Odyssey. We've been on, actually, the system that backs Odyssey is this uncensorable, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. It's decentralized. It's called Library. LBRY.com is their website. Odyssey is related to Library. They're directly related. Odyssey is sort of Library's attempt to compete with YouTube. And so it's the technology behind Library, or the technology behind Odyssey, is called Library. I just wanted you to know that because that's important. It's decentralized and it's uncensorable and it's awesome. And we've been there for years, but now we're streaming on Odyssey, which is really exciting because that's one of the newest additions that they've made over there. So, yeah, you might be able to see us on platforms like Twitch or DLive as long as we haven't been banned from there. In fact, Arya's channel on YouTube just got a strike, so we are currently banned from broadcasting on YouTube. We've been banned from broadcasting on the Free Talk Live channel for months, and Arya had her own YouTube channel, so just to be there, she started putting the feeds for Free Talk Live on her YouTube channel. Now that's got a strike, so we're completely not on YouTube.
At least Odyssey won't be doing that.
Presumably, yeah.
I hope not.
Technically, technically, Odyssey's streaming is centralized, so in theory they could if they wanted to, but we don't expect that from the Odyssey folks. But the archives themselves, those are uncensorable over on the Library system.
Maybe, I think I may have seen some censored thumbnails, but that's another story.
Well, that's a good example. So I was contacted by somebody from Odyssey, and he said, hey, you know, we've gotten reports about topless blah, 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 because there was the topless female episodes of Free Talk Live that happened exclusively on Odyssey. And he said, you know, oh, well, we don't allow for, you know, mature content or whatever. I'm like, well, your rules say it's pornographic content. And so Odyssey does have a set of rules. Like, there's certain things that aren't allowed on Odyssey, like you can't, you know, get on there and advocate killing people or whatever. Like, there's certain things that they don't allow, and that's because it is a platform that's designed to compete with attracting a certain group. So they don't allow pornography on Odyssey. But Library, they cannot tell you what to put on Library. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that they say is not allowed on Odyssey, which we haven't seen that happen yet, what I ended up agreeing to was to not have uncensored boobs on the profile photo or the, you know, the preview photo.
Sure.
But they didn't say we had to take down the videos themselves. So those videos are still there. You can still see them on our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. But what I wanted to point out was Library is uncensorable. They cannot control what you upload to Library, and they cannot take it down.
I mean, there is within the reasons, like, you know, some, you know, if it's you're harming other people.
They can't take it down.
Oh.
They have no control over Library.
I see.
Odyssey's different because it's a front end.
I see.
In the same way that with a blockchain-based thing, you can, if you had the programming chops, you could make your own front end for Library. You could have, you know, whatever the hell it would be called. You know, you could have a website that was only people that do what you do, which your channel on Odyssey is what?
Breaking the Flaw.
Breaking the Flaw, and what you do is the First Amendment audits. You go into government agencies and such.
And cop blocking.
Yeah, and if you wanted to, you could only have like a website that only featured those channels that you pulled in from Library.
Yeah.
And then you would decide who was on your website or not. That's what Odyssey's doing. Library's just the back end. Let's go to your calls. So again, check out our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com, and please follow us there instead of those other video platforms. Let's go to Mark. He's calling from New Hampshire. He's also one of the First Amendment audit guys. He's known as Press NH Now. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, as you guys know, I do First Amendment auditing. My channel's grown significantly over the last few months. I think the last time I spoke with you, I think I had around 10 to 12,000. I got around 36 now.
Viewers. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, subscribers. So anyway, I ended up going to Maine. I've been going out there quite a bit. I know there's a lot going on, and there's nobody doing what I'm doing. So I went over to the Department of Homeland Security, the field office over in South Portland, Maine. So I ended up going there, just kind of doing my little intro onto my channel, and then I started just walking around the property. There were no signs. They have a DHS memo, operational readiness memo, stating that we could do so.
Explain that. It's like, so there's a memo out there that says that we can do what again?
Yeah. So it's called the operational readiness memo. It's a it's their federal code, you know, of conduct and so forth. And they actually, it was revised back in 2010, and I think in 2018 it was revised. And before that, they actually had it. It was blocked off pretty much. It was redacted information on there that you couldn't see, which was stating that, you know, it is First Amendment protected activity to go onto federal property and actually record. And it was not shown. So people were getting arrested for, you know, trespassing, stuff like that, for recording on federal property. And then until they kind of just said, hey, look, there's too much of this going on. Let's just kind of open that up and let people know they can. So that's what that is. It's an operational readiness memo. It's a DHS memo, 2010 and 18.
It basically reiterated what the First Amendment's all about.
Well, I wish that they would take that under advisement at the federal courthouses, where they will not allow anyone in with any kind of recording device. Doesn't matter if it's audio, video, camera. You can't bring anything into federal courts.
No, you can't, unless you have permission, of course. Which
they won't
give you.
Yeah.
They won't give you that. See, I haven't tried, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But I will be trying fairly soon, because they actually cited me over there. I actually got physically assaulted several times by one officer over there.
Yeah, I saw some of this video. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw where you were just, I guess, approaching a doorway of some sort, and a goon comes out and immediately puts his hands on you.
0 to 100, right there. I didn't say anything to anybody. I wasn't bothering anybody. He went hands-on right away for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Wow.
What was the officer's name? Do you remember?
It was Hodson, H-O-D-S-O-N.
Hodson.
Hodson, yeah.
And he had another goon that was backing him up, right?
Yeah, but he never went hands-on.
But he didn't stop the other guy.
He did not stop the other guy, along with the other four. So what ended up happening, he kept on going hands-on. He actually, at one point, he kicked me. I did a replay kind of on my YouTube channel. I did all the replays of the assaults for the most part. And he actually took my gimbal that holds my camera. He actually grabbed my camera first. I'm sorry. He grabbed my camera first, and then the video shut off. So I got my video back, but he got the gimbal, and I turned the video back on, and he kept pushing and pushing and pushing and shoving, and then all of a sudden he threw
my gimbal. What was he saying to you? I mean, before you get to
Get off the property. you know, you have no business here. Get off the property. You're trespassing.
Sure, I've got business here. I'm the media, and I'm recording you.
He called you a female dog. Can we say that on there?
Yeah, he said
that.
Called you a bitch.
He did, and I actually I couldn't believe he said that. So
I bet you probably have more to tell us. If you do, hang on. We'll continue with you here in just a moment. We got Mark. He's on with us from Press NH Now. It's a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You can check him out there. I'm sure this video is there for you to see. You know,
see
for yourself. He's been ticketed. We'll find out what the charge is. What is he facing? What is a potential penalty? And all that coming up here. Presuming he can stay with us, and I presume he can. 603-283-6160 is the number. If you want to join us, you can. You can bring whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone. The Biden administration has no plans to extend the enhanced unemployment benefit of $300. Congress approved the money to help the unemployed get through the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. It expires the first week of September. And this is USA Radio News. How the Taliban was able to take over Kabul is still on the minds of many.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Milley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is forgiving about $6 billion in student loans from those who are totally and permanently disabled. The decision impacts about 323,000 individuals who owe about $5.8 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We've got a lot to talk about here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
And also want to say thank you to Free Talk Live amplifier Paul Gibbons. Paul is a Free Talk Live amplifier, which means he amps the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way to help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. We've got over 180 great stations that air our show at various different times throughout the week, and a lot of those stations are on board because of listeners like Paul, and also Sergeant Oddball, who is a silver amplifier. Paul's a gold, which means Paul's contributing $10 a month. Sergeant Oddball doing silver, which is $5 a month. That's all we ask, and you can do it with PayPal. You can do credit card, debit card, over at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a difference for us, and you get some cool perks if you do it. ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Mark, he's still with us here. He is Press NH Now. That's his channel on YouTube. Was arrested in Maine at a Department of Homeland Security office. You'd gone there to just do what you do, which is what's called First Amendment audits. You show up at a government building. You know, most of the time it's state government or whatever, but you know, in this case it was federal. And you record, and you just kind of walk around and go into public, ostensibly publicly accessible places.
Exactly.
And you just see how they behave. Will they respect your right to be the media, to be the press, or will they harass you, threaten you, possibly attack you and you got all of those things happen to you, harassing, threatening, attacking, and even a ticketing, apparently, at this Department of Homeland Security office, where a goon immediately came outside and laid his hands on you for a lengthy period, and you were telling us about that, so continue, please.
Right after he came out, he was just only hands-on, kicking, pushing. Took my phone, shut it off. I turned it back on, and what happened is that he actually took my gimbal. I started recording again. I told him to give me my property back, and he ended up throwing it into the street. He threw it into the street. That could have hit a vehicle. That could have, you know, I could have gotten hit by a vehicle by going to get it. It's destroying my property. It's seizing my property.
Wow.
Everything illegal about the whole situation. And he actually kept pushing me into the street.
Yeah,
over the
that was crazy. Like, could you imagine? Like, you know, you're already off the property, but now he's like trying to push you into the street. Like, this is
well,
crazy.
I was trying to go back onto the property. I'm not going to lie. I do push hard when I do my audit. I went back on the property. I kept going on the property, if he liked it or not, because I had every right to be there. And he's the one who was being disorderly. He was also assaulting me the whole time. So anyway, at the end, another officer came, FPS, and he ended up in
Federal Protective Service. That's what that is.
Yes, Federal Protective Services. I told him a little bit about what happened with his officers. He said he's going to investigate it. And long story short, ended up citing me instead of arresting him for disorderly conduct. He threatened me with arrest and to throw me in jail if I didn't identify.
Well, they got
to
back their own, right? They can't throw their colleagues under the bus. They got to go along with it. And they're like, oh, just see us in court, I guess. You know, like, that's what they do. It's going to make it difficult for us. Instead of, like, setting up a truth and what's really happening at the moment.
You know, the Constitution, they swore an oath to uphold that thing.
They don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
No. And I even told the officer, Hamill, I think it was, who was the citing officer. I told him I'd show him my video. I would show it to him. I have no problem with that. I didn't do anything wrong. He totally ignored it, investigated their end, ignored mine, and then cited me.
Then so you say cited, but they actually, that's technically an arrest, correct?
It is. Technically is an arrest, but you are free to go. You're just kind of ticketed. And told to go to court. The funny thing is, though, is no. I did not give my Social Security number. I did not give my address. I said I was homeless and indigent, so they can't have that information. And I did not give them a phone number. No email, no contact information. So there's no date for any court on this paperwork. I don't even know if it's legit. I have no idea.
That's interesting.
It does say to call within 60 days, and I'm really debating on if I should or not.
They're probably going to lower you after a while.
Yeah, you know, it's federal court. I'm not going to really mess with them too much.
It's not like they don't know who you are.
Yeah. I may go do an audit before I even get there on my way. So, you know, it's craziness. I go to Massachusetts. I go to Maine. I go to New Hampshire. I'm going to start traveling a little bit further out. Trying to hit up some other states.
Do we know? So I don't know the federal court criminal procedure. Do they use, like in state courts, for instance, in New Hampshire, they give you an arraignment date. So that's the first date that you go to court. They will ask you, do you want to take a plea deal or are you going to go with not guilty? Is this?
I don't plea out. I do not plea out.
That's one I really like about you, man. A lot of auditors like to plea out. You don't. I really appreciate that.
I have 5 cases in New Hampshire, and I've already gotten a jaywalking charge dropped. I actually got arrested in Manchester last year. Arrested for jaywalking. Didn't even see a day in court.
How can people help you, too? Because you've got a lot of financial burdens here. You've paid a lawyer a lot of money, right?
I do, yeah. I've spent thousands of dollars. I have 3 cases right now that I have a lawyer on. I'm taking care of one myself, and I do have a public defender on another. And because of that, you know, the financial burden, it's kind of draining me.
How can people help you? Because, I mean, they can go to your channel and find everything.
Yeah,
right?
So I do have a PayPal. I do have a Cash App. It's on the About section of my channel if you go to it on YouTube.
Press NH Now.
On Press NH Now, yep. I do have links to my PayPal and Cash App. They are all for my activism. I do not use any of the support that I get from Cash App or PayPal for anything other than legal fees, gas, cameras, SD cards, walkie-talkies.
A new gimbal?
new gimbal, you know, stuff like that. You know, I do want people to understand that, you know, this is not, it does cost money.
Yeah, it does. You're putting your ass on the line, and they're, you know, it's hard to get people to back this stuff. So I hope people do go to Press NH Now, hit the About info, and find out how to contribute.
And Press, one of the things, like a few weeks ago, you were with Mass Accountability, another auditor.
Yep, I was.
I can't talk about my case, but I'll tell you, you went to the same place where I have a pending case, though, which is Worcester Police Station.
I had similar treatment. Yeah, but I did back off of that one. I will do follow-ups. I am talking to a lawyer out there about that because that has to stop. You know, at one point, maybe I will take the arrest and fight it all the way into court, you know, and I'll be cordial all the way through it. There will be no resisting, none of that, but I will eventually challenge that in Worcester at one point, and if they are listening, let them know.
Well, it sounds like you got your hands full. Anything else you want to share tonight with our listeners?
No, just check out my channel, guys. Press NH Now, like, share, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications. Trying to get to 50,000 subs by the end of the year.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And feel free to keep us in the loop as this case develops. Because
I'm going there right now.
I'd like to hear some updates. Okay. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate your call tonight.
Take care, man. Bye. Hey, I got to tell you, Press NH Now, he's the number one. I mean, Ian, you're a big activist, and I give you a lot of credit, but Press NH Now, he is the front lines. He is definitely one of the top auditors out there. He's growing like nobody else. It's amazing.
Good for him.
People are scared he's up to New England.
I'm glad he's up here.
I'm turning notifications on for that one. Like, what you guys are doing, all the auditors, that's just like staring the dog right in the face.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know you're going to get bit, and you know. Thank you.
And they will bite.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
That's like when he went to Worcester, the police station, I'm like, oh, my God, he's in the lion's den right now.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, bro?
Yeah, that's
like, I knew this. Yeah.
Man, I never, you know, being from upstate New York, I hear Worcester, Mass. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a super dangerous place. And you get here, and it's like, oh, my God, the cops there are absolutely out of control. The place is a mess. You hear about it every, like, even up here in New Hampshire, you hear about Worcester.
I want to say things, but I can't.
I'll say it for you.
Well, later on, the case will be over, and
you'll
be able to say everything you want to. 603-283-6160 is our number here. Coming up, more of your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, and we got all kinds of crazy news. Did you guys hear OnlyFans is going to be restricting sexually explicit content starting in October?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, so all kinds of just wild
stuff reason exists
out there. Exactly. That's how they made their bones, so to speak. All right, we got more coming up. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here at 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Also, online, you can join us on our social media site. We launched one earlier this year in response to the various different big tech companies cracking down on people's speech, because it's their platform, so they can do that. So we started our own platform where you get more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon system, which means it is a little more decentralized in that it's federated with thousands of other Mastodon servers all around the planet. So if you don't want to join our server, you can start your own, which is pretty cool. So check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Rachel is calling in from Rhode Island. Rachel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
My name, I'm calling because I'm a friend of Joe's.
Oh, hi, Rachel.
Hi. Hey, I'm an author.
Okay.
And I've written some books, and I used to work for a defense contractor. The books are based on my experience working for a marketing department for a very large defense contractor in the United States, and they're all based on fact. And all the names have been changed to, you know, protect the
guilty.
So in a marketing department of a defense contractor, you're marketing to the military?
Yes. Well, the military is telling the defense contractors what has to happen. And then you go out and you get the regular people to want what the Pentagon wants to have happen.
Tell me a little bit more about that, what you're talking about. So you're saying you're actually helping the military propagandize, or you were, you're not anymore, but helping the military propagandize the American people to say, hey, we want more bombers, bigger bombers, that kind of thing?
Like specifically like cluster bombs, right?
That's,
and like missiles?
That's basically exactly it. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because with the whole COVID thing, the most recent book in my series, Security Through Absurdity, I didn't realize what I had touched upon. It's about biowarfare, and I didn't realize until 2020 that, oh my God, this is about biowarfare. And what the FDA is doing with this vaccine, I watched the FDA approval. They did everything defense contractors do. And
I was going to ask you, Rachel, if you smell any of that on this. I bet.
Absolutely. That's exactly the. And the other thing that's going on, too, is right now the U.S. dollar is hinged on the U.S. stock market. It's no longer based on gold. It's no longer based on petroleum. Because Trump signed the CARES Act, the U.S. dollar is basically, it is basically based on the stock market, because the CARES Act married the Treasury Department with the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve can buy stocks to buttress the dollar. Now, just 2 days ago, I think it was, if you notice, I don't know, I pay attention to stuff on the stock market. So I'm watching the stock, because that was the job of a defense marketing person. Your job is to keep the stocks up. So I'm watching stocks, and I noticed that there's a lot of activity where investors are reading the Federal Reserve's meeting minutes 2 days ago. And it was in the morning. Everything's kind of crazy. You know, it always is in the morning. But I noticed immediately the Pope and the President both come out the same within the same hour and tell everybody to get a third booster shot.
Yeah, the Pope said it was an act of love.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, right there, everything calms down. Calm down for just a little while. But that showed me. It's like, dude, the Pope is overseeing one of the largest banks on the planet. Then you got Biden. Of course, U.S. dollar, everything's hinged on the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar is hinged on the stock market. The largest portion right now is fluctuating around the biomeds. So here comes the Pope and the President saying, get a third shot. And here comes the dollar calming down a little
bit. This is something I've never heard about the Federal Reserve. I did not know that they did anything to link to the stock market. I mean, I've known that they've been printing money from thin air forever. Yeah. So what is it that they did exactly? I'm a little unclear on that.
Okay, the CARES Act. Remember during COVID when everything was crazy? And
that was the first bailout.
Forget?
The CARES Act was the first bailout, if I recall correctly.
No.
No?
Well, yeah, it was kind of the big mama go watch. Yeah, I guess it was.
That was the one where people got the checks, right? They got $2,000 or $1,400 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
But nothing's ever that simple. There's probably a lot more to it.
But it was hundreds of billions of dollars that went to the corporations.
Yeah, that was a feel-good checks, whereas they're really spending more money on the side, right?
Right.
Yeah, that was if you took that money, that meant you agreed with everything that's just going on. You just accepted it. Like, you're part of the game now when you do that. So what happened is everything's going crazy. We should have crashed years ago, right? But it got kicked in the can. Mm-hmm. And something had to happen. So Trump signs this thing, the CARES Act. The CARES Act, oh, yay, everybody gets a check. Woohoo! And ultimately, what ended up happening is the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, and the Federal Reserve got linked up together during the CARES Act. Also, what ends up happening is that Trump gave the ability, the stock market purchases happened through BlackRock. BlackRock and the Treasury and the Federal Reserve are all three of them working together right now.
And what is BlackRock?
BlackRock is one of the largest financial entities on the planet, and they own stock in almost, I guess, basically everything on the stock market. Some of them are controlling stocks.
And so they can basically, sway things the way they want
and
kind of redistribute.
But they own everything anyway. So the point is, they are using artificial intelligence. Their artificial intelligence is called Aladdin. It's running on Microsoft's Azure cloud. And that artificial intelligence keeps it so that the dollar doesn't completely, the stock market doesn't completely crash. And so this U.S. dollar is based on the stock market that isn't going to completely crash, because it's being controlled by artificial intelligence.
So what they're doing is they're pumping the stock market. They're buying stocks. They're making sure that the stock market doesn't completely crash, because what they can't do is lower the amount of dollars in circulation. That's going to continue, and they're going to continue increasing that. So we're going to keep seeing prices going up. That, you know, buying and selling stocks won't have any effect on that, but they're trying to keep the stock market afloat.
I like the way that George Carlin puts it. It's like, we're on this slowly gliding slope. It's not going to happen all at once, but we're going to slowly go down. And if they can ease that as much as they can over time, you know, the less we're going to notice it, like the boiling frog effect.
Well, right, yeah. If people see the stock market's crashing, then that'll be an indicator that things are getting very bad very quickly, and so then they might do something like a bank run. Yeah.
Right. They don't want that to happen, so the stock market is trying to keep it as stable as possible so that the dollar stays as stable as possible. And on top of that, while that's going on, the chairman of the Federal Reserve has been meeting all during 2020. Mm-hmm. He's been meeting very publicly online with the director of the IMF, and I watched those too, because they're getting ready to flip everything over to blockchain. And, of course, Bitcoin was Bitcoin was the digital gold, or is the digital gold. They needed to get everything off of, you know, we're off gold, we're off petroleum. They didn't want people investing in gold while this was going on. So they had Bitcoin, like that came out of the closet. It used to be just for spooks, the CIA, and it literally was. They were trying to figure out how to do this back in like the 1970s when they got us off the gold window that the whole thing was going to collapse. What can we do? We can make a digital gold. And so the spooks, which are the CIA and the different, there's 17 intelligence agencies, they were using it to move goods and services and humans and organs and prostitutes and everything else around, drugs. It was literally illegal like that. Then as it started to come into, like, Congress kind of knew what was going on, my congressman in, what was it, 1998 knew what this was.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that Bitcoin was in use by the government in the 1990s?
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
Hard to believe.
I want to hear more about it. If you can hang on, we'll bring you back here in a moment. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think her story is really interesting as far as the defense contractor is concerned. But the idea that Bitcoin was around in the late 90s, I think the crypto punks would probably disagree with that. But we'll see. We'll see what she has to say. Coming up here in hour number three, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at projectpillowtalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, projectpillowtalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's projectpillowtalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.